Blog Talk Radio.
Revolutionary greetings and hotep, everybody. My name is Kwame Benton, and welcome to the Word from the Poet, Gold Cup Network, Blog Talk Radio, and podcast. Today is Monday, July the 6th, 2020, and I am broadcasting from Richmond, Virginia, and Rico, Virginia, on this Monday. Kind of overcast, but it's a beautiful day out here. And I just want to welcome you to this Monday, and I hope everybody had a great weekend. Everybody is safe and well and doing their very best to become the very best version of themselves. We're back here once again. Like I said, we do this 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And our mission is to share with you information to help empower you in all areas of life so that you can navigate through this system and come out on the other side of money. The other side of money, and that side of other side is the money of being debt free. And when you have time freedom, location freedom, and money freedom, because we have the perfect business for those who are interested in leaving the matrix, leaving the plantation. I'm not here to tell you to quit your job if you have one still, because a lot of people don't have jobs right now. A lot of people are really hurting right now because we are in a pandemic, people. A global pandemic, this thing called COVID-19. People walk around with face masks on. People have lost jobs. Over 50 million people have applied for unemployment in the United States alone in the last 3 months. Unemployment is higher as it was during the Great Depression, and the worst is yet to come. Today's topic is, why is generational wealth the missing ingredient in the Black family? Now, this opportunity is not just for the Black family, but I want to focus on the Black family, because we are always seen to be at the bottom of the ladder, the bottom of the totem pole, in all places on the planet. And that is because of centuries of enslavement of our people and a war that has been going on and continues to go on against the Black family. In the 1960s here in this country, over 80% of the Black family had two parents in the home. Today, in 2020, it's less than 30%. Yeah. Back in the 60s, 40% of the Black people in the United States had their own business. Today, it's less than 5%. What happened, people? From my study, I contributed to Richard Nixon when he declared a war on drugs in 1968 at the height of the Black Power Love Movement. The civil rights movement was pretty much over. Now it was time for us to achieve some parity, some equality economically, because we have been denied for so very long opportunity to sustain a business or even get jobs that could help get us out of poverty in the United States. And I'm pretty sure that has happened all over the globe. I haven't traveled to these places, but from what I read and from what I study from the teachings of Marcus Garvey, who was the founder of the UNIAACL, 1914, an organization that had over 12 million African people as members worldwide back in the 20s. That's right. The largest Black mass movement ever created by Marcus Messiah Garvey, a brother born in Jamaica, who gave us the Black print to freedom. And that freedom, that type of was to do for self, to recycle our currency so that we can build our own institutions and not have to depend on another people to take care of us and provide for us our basic needs. Today, we depend on other people to do the same thing that he tried to free us from. Most of us think we're free, but we're not really free because we have to depend on somebody else to provide for us our basic necessities. And if you think you're free, if you have a job, don't go to work like Mr. Ty Best says. Don't go to work Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And don't call in. And by Thursday, you will be free. But you'll be free with no income. So we offer you an opportunity here with this opportunity with a company that has a proven track record of freeing people from the matrix. This company is called Carrot Bars International. And what are we doing, Carrot Bars International? What we do is so very simple, people. What we do is we exchange a declining paper currency for an appreciating asset, 999.9, 24 karat gold in small transaction friendly weights. As little as a tenth of a gram at a time, you can start exchanging that liability that's been robbing us of our wealth for generations, ever since the Federal Reserve came into existence in 1913. We have been being robbed of our wealth because the U.S. dollar is a fiat currency. It became a fiat currency in 1971. Every fiat currency in history has always returned to its intrinsic value to zero because it's not backed by anything. The U.S. dollar used to be backed by gold. Gold is real money, people. And once you realize that, you'll never be poor again. So why is generational wealth a missing ingredient from the black family? It's because we don't know what we don't know. And most of us don't want to know what we don't know because we've been programmed by a system that has divided us and got us doing things that are detrimental, self-destructive to our own existence. Pass that on to our children. Okay? We have unhealthy habits that we pass along to our children. See, generational wealth is not just about monetary. It's about passing on knowledge and wisdom. Most of us don't know how great and glorious our past was before they invaded Africa. They don't know about how great and glorious our past was before Christopher Columbus set sail and came here in 1492 and started the genocide of our people here also. We all came here on slave ships, but that's not true. Many of us are already here living in the Western Hemisphere. But that history has been erased, people. Now we're having an awakening. The world is waking up. Will you be one of those that wake up and realize that we have been bamboozled, like Malcolm said? They have lied to us over and over and over again. I saw somebody post the other day on social media, what separates us the most? Is it COVID-19? Religious beliefs. That was pretty deep, y'all. Because they have used religion to keep us separated as a people. We must leave our religions at home so we can come together and figure out how we can start passing generational wealth to our children's children. And from my studies, gold is the best form of generational monetary wealth that we could pass on to our children because it is eternal. It is the same gold that was created by the Creator when the planet was created. It will be here long before you, long after you and I are gone. Gold, the same gold will be here. And gold has been accepted for generations, for centuries, and just by every culture on the planet as money. And it outpaces inflation. those who do not know what inflation is, because the school system doesn't teach us, that's when you see prices of goods and services going up. And the reason why they're going up is because the value of the dollar gets weaker and weaker and weaker. The more they print, the less valuable it becomes. And the Federal Reserve and Treasury are at a record pace creating cash out of thin air right now to try to combat the lockdown of the economy, not just in the United States, but all over the planet. You see, they sent people home. People lost their jobs. You can't go to beaches, movies, restaurants. They have shut down the economy. So the government is creating cash out of thin air, pressing a few buttons on a computer, or printing it on a printing press on paper made out of cotton, and dispersing it to the people so the economy don't completely collapse in front of our eyes. But it's just a matter of time, people. Unless they come up with universal basic income, it's over with sooner than later. So what are you going to do to prepare yourself and your family for a future that's never going to be the same as the one that we once knew? Things are not coming back. Almost 50% of the jobs that have been lost are not coming back. We have this thing called artificial intelligence that's on the horizon, people, and so many more people are going to lose their jobs. Walmart just opened up the first store without cashiers. McDonald's has already been doing that, no cashiers. People, we have a proven wealth-building system. If you just open up your mind and take a look at what we have. There's a link here that you can click to learn more or register for a free gold affiliate savings account. But once you register, it takes less 5 minutes to register. You're in business for yourself in the comfort of your home in over 145 countries. What is our product? Gold. We don't sell anything, people. We share information so that people can make an informed decision of do they want to save gold, or do they want to save paper, or do they not want to save anything? Because let me tell you, if you're not saving, you're losing. And if you're saving paper, you're losing. Learn that gold is real money. There's nothing mandatory with Carat Bars International. We have all the support you need through Wealth Builders Worldwide, created by Mr. and Mrs. Best. We have over 100,000 affiliates connected to Wealth Builders Worldwide. There's over 1 million affiliates and customers in Carat Bars International. We're the world's best kept secret. This is real, people. And what I told you today is just the tip of the iceberg. I encourage you to register for your free account so that you can take a look on the inside. The only way you're going to lose here, it's not getting involved. The only way you're going to lose here is not exchanging your paper for real money gold. I hope I shared something that could spark some interest in you opening up to new information and start securing your family's financial future. Stop thinking about living from paycheck to paycheck and start thinking about leaving generational wealth for your children's children with God's money, gold. We'll be back here again Wednesday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, with some more information to hopefully empower you, motivate you, and inspire you to make a change for your family's well-being. My name is Kwame Benta, and I want to thank you for your time. Be safe out there. There's a lot of chaos going on right now, so be on guard, people, because there's some people that are very angry at the awakening that's taking place in our world today. Be safe. Peace.